I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Topping the news, relief teams are stepping up deliveries of supplies to quake victims as snowstorms pummel Pakistan's northern Kashmir region. GAIN USA's Tim Byrne says they're taking a ministry team in 4 weeks. They'll be bringing much-needed food, clothing, and medicine.
When we're going into villages, we're very positive. Why are we here? Why will we bring the aid? Well, we bring the aid because we love Jesus Christ. And so it really unashamedly sets forth the reason why we're there, without being offensive.
Byrne says they're looking for both a male and female physician, as well as a pharmacist, to join their outreach team. Next, Benin, West Africa, will be the home of two radio frequencies broadcasting Christian programming for Transworld Radio. The tower is up, foundation is laid, and the main floor of the transmitter building can be seen. The new facility will beam Christian programming on both AM and shortwave frequencies. The work isn't done yet. Construction continues on the remainder of the facility, and TWR is waiting for license approval. And the International Bible Society is preparing for a busy City Reachers 2006. It's a campaign that puts a city-customized scripture portion into the hands of thousands of newspaper subscribers in the U.S. Asked if this approach is effective, IBS's Bob Jackson says yes. The Barna Research Group conducted a study in Colorado Springs shortly after that campaign ended.
There were nearly just a few less than 4,000 people in Colorado Springs area who professed to recommit their lives to Christ because of the distribution of the New Testament. So we're grateful for that result, and many others decided to go back to church, others to get back into the Word again.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Rick Warren's Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter for church leaders. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.